My name is Tayo Mbondi. I am a birth and postpartum doula and co-founder of Chicago Birthworks Collective, which is a doula collective operating on the south side of Chicago. The advice that I would give to new moms in this time, the first piece is to know that in all of time, in the entire history of human existence, women have given birth during crises, during pandemics, during wars, during just sheer chaos. So center yourself and remember that birth will still happen, and it can still happen very safely and positively. My very first birth or family that gave birth during this pandemic was with a family who had done a lot of work to make sure that they could remain in control of the decisions that were in front of them and that there were not any forces that could kind of knock them off of their path. They had a very clear vision of the type of birth that they wanted, and it included having their doula present with them. As things began to change very quickly, they found out that I wasn't going to be able to support them in person at the hospital, and that caused a lot of anxiety. There was a little bit of scrambling. We were trying to figure out the best way to make this family feel very supported. We ended up settling on providing virtual support, which was a little bit in the uncomfortable zone for them because they had planned so much and were really depending on having me there. So we labored at home as long as we could. Mom felt ready to go to the hospital. She thought that she was really close to being able to push. She had labored at home for a long time. And postpartum, I went to bring the family a meal in the hospital, and I saw the dad walking towards me in the lobby, and I just felt like, oh, what am I gonna say to him? He pulled his mask down before I could say anything, and he was smiling so big. I mean, I could have had some sunshades on and still felt how powerful this man's joy was just emanating from him. He was so happy, and he hugged me and he said, thank you so much. And that's when I realized that this experience is not about how much they lost. It's not about what they didn't get to experience, but it's all about what they do get. They were focused on so many other things until their baby was born, and none of that mattered anymore. So she had a dignified birth that didn't go exactly how she planned, but she gave birth to a baby in the middle of a global pandemic. Her baby's alive. She is alive. Her baby is healthy. She is healthy. And there are so many more wonderful things to focus on since her baby had been born.